Bookie, hello there, and welcome to the Fox Den. Nistu anagok biksipidaki. I am Andrea Truejoy Fox, your host for Talks with a Fox. I'm happy you have joined me on this colorful adventure of self-discovery and lifelong learning. Throughout my journey, I have met some amazing human beings who are living inspirational and intentional lives as they fulfill their purpose and share their gifts with the world. I am excited to share these conversations with you, as well as some stories from my life as a Blackfoot woman, Nitsa Tabiaki, and as a teacher and artist who is navigating through this exciting and beautiful world we live in, challenges and all. So grab a tea or coffee and get ready to feel inspired as you reflect on your own exciting journey and your connection to the world. We are in this together, and there is so much for us to learn and share. Let's do this. Be sure to stop by our Instagram page at Talks with the Fox Podcast and our Facebook page as well at Talks with the Fox Podcast, and of course, our Buzzsprout website. And that way, you can always keep up with all the updates. It means so much to me that you are on this journey with us. This is Andrea Truejoy Fox, Talks with the Fox podcast host. I'm here live on location in the beautiful nation of Siksika, here at the 2023 Health Fair. I just have to say how always good it feels to come back here. This is my home away from home. I used to teach in the community here, and I've made many, many wonderful friends here. They've come and gone in my life, and like somehow we reconnect and come back to each other. And I'm here today with a very, very special guest and a very special person who has been bringing so many people together, all in the light of health and wellness. But he does so much more than that. He's the man behind it all. Mr. Dr. Tyler White, who's known as Natui Pita Wan, the one, Holy Eagle Shield. He's a member of the Siksika First Nation and has passionately served as the Chief Executive Officer for Siksika Health Services for 20 plus years. He's got extensive experience in First Nations healthcare. And Dr. White has worked in so many capacities of leadership. He's even involved with our Alberta Human Trafficking Task Force Committee. Very, very big work. He does it all, like I said. So we're so lucky and blessed to steal a sliver of his time today. Welcome, Tyler.
Wow, Andrea, thank you for having me on. And again, I want to just acknowledge the tremendous leadership and the work you're doing. I mean, I've finally made it with talk, you know, with the Fox here today. I've really made it since I've got on your podcast now. So tremendous honor to be here and have you folks join us. I mean, we're so thrilled to have our friends here, and especially you. I think about all the work you've done. I think about your coaching and how you've mentored our kids and the people, and now you're, you know, on this wonderful journey of the work you do, but also this journey of motherhood as well. Congratulations.
Thank you, man, hand to heart. My cup always gets really full when I talk to you or I see your posts and see what you're up to. Tell me about this year's fair. What is the theme, and who are some of the big people, really special people doing big things in our communities here?
Well, it's our 21st annual Siksika Health Fair, and it's so great to see, you know, what the health fair has turned into. When we first started, you know, 21 years ago, we had six tables. That was the very first health fair at our old arena, right? And there was no playbook, there was no sort of, this is how this is gonna go forward, right? I think it really was something that came from the community, something that came from our youth, and we wanted to do things a little differently. And yes, you know, issues of STD and public health, teen pregnancy, those are important things, but how are we going to bring people in to talk about those things? So, you know, we found great friends and partners, whether it be through sports or academics or arts or culture. They said, yeah, we'll come on board, we'll help support the vision and the message that you have. And that that was sort of how we started the Siksika Health Fair years ago. And now it's sort of turned into this, you know, very unique event, and you see so many different elements now. I mean, when we started it years ago, I never could have imagined, you know, we'd be hosting the Calgary Flames, having a wrestling ring in the middle of our health fair, right? So I think it just shows the diversity, the innovation of our approach. But to me, it really shows the strength and capacity of our staff. I mean, I'm here as the CEO, but it's really the staff who I have to give all the credit to. It's they get excited about it. It gets me excited to have these events. But these are the guys that really are the driving force, you know. So really proud of our team. Again, when I first started as a health director, I had 18 staff. You know, now we're well over, you know, almost about 320 staff within Siksika Health Services. So we've come a long ways, you know, and we have a ways to go. But at the same point in time, I think we've been helpful to not only our nation, other First Nations, but also to other governments and industries. So, yeah, there's a lot going on with the health fair. But again, so excited that you guys are here. I got a chance to meet your mom and dad yesterday, and that was so wonderful to see them after a tough time during COVID.
Absolutely. And I think it's a testament to your leadership, the fact that, you know, how much you recognize the work of your team. That's a true leader for you. And I see that, you know, I'm seeing it all over all of your team members that I've met. They're so welcoming, they're so inviting, and they truly care about the work they're doing. And like you said, when we got to talk about the tough stuff in that come up in our health, in the issues, the discourse around that, those are some hard topics to talk about. But when a safe space is established, the walls come down, the barriers come down, and people feel more readily open to seek for help or guidance or access resources and tools. I love it. And you know what? I had Dr. Cindy Blackstock on our podcast, and she has spoken very highly of the work that you do. And I see leaders like you, like Cindy, we're all out there across Indian country, if you will. And it gives me hope, and I know that it gives all of our young people hope as well. Where do you see the future of Siksika going in health and wellness?
Well, I see, obviously, we have some issues and challenges, of course, but I think, like you said, I think, you know, we have to really give people hope. We have to empower our people. We have to support and invest in youth, right? So to me, you know, when we talk resources, and that to me is where we need to invest, right? I think for our nation, and that's a profile of most First Nations, our total population, about 65% is 24 and under, right? So these are things that I think communities need to be aware of, and they need to make sure they're prioritizing their programs and services accordingly, and they need to make sure that those same opportunities are available when they're looking at these issues. And the issues, you know, are extremely difficult. I'm not, you know, going to sugarcoat it, especially in the South here. You know, my heart goes out to those families and our brothers and sisters, you know, especially from the Bloods, where I'm from too. My mother's from the Bloods. When we have deaths every day, every week, you know, there's multiple funerals, and it's through the opioid crisis that we're in right now, you know. So these are why we have the health fairs. These are why we have the health boxes. These are why we have these networks to respond to these issues. And again, to have hope and inspiration, give these young kids these opportunities and a platform to showcase the beauty and the talent and the gifts that they have. So again, I think this is a platform to showcase all those things. And I think, again, I think you're doing that with your message and the work you do. So I think these are things we're doing. I think like-minded folks have that same vision, Andrea.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to quickly circle back to the health box. That is amazing. I think that's a first. You guys are always so innovative, leading the way in so many initiatives. Can you tell us about the health box?
Yeah, it's a partnership with the University of Toronto, and it was a I guess basically it's a vending machine, but it's a harm reduction focus. And I started seeing these in the States at campuses like UCLA, USC, Harvard, and I was like, okay. It obviously, it's not meant to solve everything. It's a tool, it's a resource in a whole toolbox that you should have. But I was like, okay, let's get one of these in our community and let's customize it to meet our needs based on our values, principles, and beliefs. And so we worked with the University of Toronto to bring the health box out, also with Health Canada to create these partnerships. So it was interesting how it got started because I was the point person for the unit, and they're asking me all these questions about, well, how are we going to store, what kind of items are we going to have in the health box? And one of the questions that came to me was, okay, we're going to store naloxone and, you know, all these other items. What about flavored condoms and flavored lube? And I was like, well, probably not the right person to be answering that question. Let's get our community health nurse involved, right?
Yeah.
So it really, you know, the team came in at that point, right? Yeah. To really look at all aspects of public health, harm reduction. For the next 2 months, we're going to really promote this and educate this in the community, and we'll have a formal launch in the fall. But I also see and anticipate us including traditional medicines in this harm reduction unit, again, based on advice and consultation with our elders and traditional leaders.
That is amazing. So groundbreaking. And I can only see this setting out sparks into our other communities, sister communities, and those across the nation, being able to look at these models and adapting them and making them their own, relevant to their own nation, community, and cultural needs. I love it. So I want to talk about something really big that just happened for you recently. You are the patron of a beautiful artwork that was commissioned by Billy Mills, the great Billy Mills, better half, Mrs. Patricia Mills. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, what a real honor. And just to have a special relationship with Billy and Pat, like that, just so unexpected. But for us, you know, myself and my family and my nephews, just to have somebody like Billy Mills and just, you know, really supporting the message that he has, and for them to kind of reach out to me to share in this special moment. So Pat Mills, who's a renowned artist, she was commissioned by the U.S. Olympic Committee to create a artwork for Billy Mills. And so they were unveiling this artwork at the new U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame Museum in Colorado Springs. And so Billy had called us and asked if we would come and join him. And that's all he said. And it's like, you know, you're getting a call from the president. Like, you don't refuse those calls. So we hightailed it to Colorado Springs. And this facility is brand new. Very impressive. And they have this evening of unveiling the artwork. And there's all a huge amount of Olympians in there. And we go in and like, okay, are we in the right place here, right? I mean, who are we? But when we came in, they really treated us so well. They welcomed us with open arms. And Billy had asked me to speak at the event. I mean, these are things that I could never have imagined and I never asked for, you know? And so he asked me to speak and share a few words, and I was giving them a little bit of background around the Blackfoot Confederacy and our work together. But also just admiring this new piece that Pat Mills did. And so we unveiled it together. It now sits in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame. And I was, again, been given the honor of being the patron of this artwork. And so earlier today, we had one of our friends, Steve Mesler. He's the CEO of Classroom Champions. Also won the Olympic gold medal in 2010 in Vancouver for bobsled. His bobsled is in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame there. And so the picture, it'll eventually be on that same floor. And I was teasing Steve. I said, well, Steve, you and I are now in the U.S. Olympic Hall of Fame, kind of. So, yeah, it's just, you know, what can you say about being asked to support them in that way, and just all the great work that Billy and Pat do for Native American tribes. And they hold a special place in our heart, and that relationship, I think, is just so special.
It's amazing. And, you know, I think of something Dr. Blackstock said. She said, you know, Creator, we're like a magnet, and wherever we move in this world, that is meant to be in our path and connected to our purpose, is like a magnet. And that's what you are, Tyler. You've been bringing all these incredible leaders and advocates together for the greater cause of all our children, our families, our communities. And I love that. The way I see the work that you do, Tyler, is it comes from a thriving mindset. You know, we're shifting away from that survival mode to, let's see our communities thrive. And I see that. I come here into Siksika. You have your beautiful Blackfoot Crossing Historical Park Museum. By the way, just going to drop that in for my listeners. Make that one of your must-sees on your list of travels in the world. It's beautiful. It's where our signing of Treaty 7, 1877 happened. Happens to be here in our sister tribe, Siksika Nation. I look at your beautiful facilities for my listeners as well. This is where my teaching journey began. I taught at the high school. Have taught some really amazing young people who've gone on to do some wonderful things. My path crossed Dr. Tyler White's path through my coaching journey, and I'm so grateful because Tyler and his family and his community supported our Kainai Running Warriors, a running club that I was coaching in my community in the Blood Reserve. And we had the lovely mentor, you all know, our lovely Riley Many Bears, superhero. You know, he was on the podcast in season one. This is Tyler's nephew. Anyways, I just want to say that the work you do, Tyler, I see it and people see it. And it gives me goosebumps because you're a change maker. Cindy's a change maker. Riley's a change maker. Billy and Pat, they're change makers. These children that we see here in front of us here at the health fair, they're change makers. And I'm so honored to know you. Now, let's get into another, we're going to shift gears here. You have traveled all over. Where's one of your most favorite places that you and your lovely wife, Krista, have traveled to?
Well, that's certainly, I'm glad we can have a little chance to talk about that. I just want to also add, as far as sort of our, I guess, the vision and our work, and again, I think, you know, we come from a real strength-based position. I think we can talk about all the negatives, we can talk about all the challenges and barriers, but I think it's important to come from the strength-based position, you know, and have that confidence that, yes, we can do it, right? So that's always been the mindset. And again, we've been blessed to have so many people in our lives and also, you know, go through, you know, the many experiences as you go through life, right? So I've been fortunate, of course, to have those learnings from our elders. When I started as the CEO 23 years ago, my orientation was done by elders, two elders. They're no longer here with us. But I remember, you know, my orientation, and I went in as a young whippersnapper, wet behind the ears, kind of know-it-all. I'm going to go in and impress these guys. And I started talking, and they shut me down right away. They said, Gikka, we want you to listen. And, you know, that was the best piece of advice I ever received. Even to this day, I can still hear them talk to me and still say, listen, just listen, right? So that's always a simple advice I tell our kids and family members, right? So that's something that still stays with me. But as far as, you know, places and obviously, you know, on the sports angle, you know, there's the Beaverton, Oregon, the, you know, Nike headquarters, you know, for me, kind of my sports Disneyland, right? Michael Jordan Hall, Tiger Woods Building, Bo Jackson Place. I mean, all of these icons, right? And I think on a, you know, professional, that to me was one of the highlights, to go and visit the campus, Nike headquarters, N7 Sports Summits, right? And take along kids who've never really been off the reserve. So really opening up their eyes and opportunities. So on a professional note, I gotta say, you know, the headquarters in Beaverton, Oregon, Nike headquarters. On a personal note, I gotta say, we have a friend in Hawaii, Oahu. Her name is Dr. Miley. She's a public health doc, and we've known her for a while. We try to go and visit her every so often, but she's a public health doc, but she is from indigenous from Hawaii. And we had lost, you know, my mother 2 years ago to cancer. And Miley hosted us out in her home. And she said, Tyler, I want to do this water ceremony for you. We start at 5 in the morning, and we keep singing, and we stand in the water until the sun rises. Then we stop singing. But I want to give this to you and your family to deal with the grief, but also to move forward, you know. And so my whole family got in there, not knowing what to expect, but just to hear their family singing and the prayers and the chanting was so special and so meaningful for me. And it came at such an important time for me. And I saw on a personal, I gotta say, you know, that place, you know, holds a special place in my heart, you know, for our family and remembering, you know, my mother and again, even my father had passed away from cancer. So there's that history there and there's that connection there that, you know, is very special. So those are the two places I would say are important for me.
I love the stories. I just love it and the imagery, and what a blessing. It's so beautiful and a great, healthy way to work through and process our grief with our even our external community supports that are out there. All right, Dr. Tyler White, we're going to shift into, as we close out here, the final four. Are you ready? We're just going to go bing, bang, boom. Okay, favorite song. What gets you going?
Oh, man. What gets me going? That's an interesting one, because I think as I get older, my song and my entertainment priorities are sort of shifting. But I can't say I have a favorite song per se, but I will say, you know, more and more is our traditional songs and prayers. Like today at the health fair, you saw our Crowfoot School, you know, drummers, our young warriors. Like that to me, you know, has a special place in my heart. So as I'm getting older and older, I find I'm more drawn to, you know, the drumming and the songs and the legends. So those are things I would say are important to me now.
What did Tyler want to do when Tyler was little, when he grew up? And is he doing that?
Well, it's interesting enough, because I was telling Cindy this. I said, when I grow up, I want to grow up and be Cindy Blackstock. You know, and Cindy is somebody that I know we hold in such great regard. But I think these are folks that I really aspire to professionally. But again, personally, you know, I have to thank my parents. I think they weren't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but they were extremely influential to me in my life. And again, if I could do just a little bit of the things they did for me, that would be fine.
Lakes or oceans?
Oh, oceans. Yeah.
Right on. All right, the final question of the day. What do you like to do to unwind? Like, what are you going to do after this wraps up?
You know, I get a lot of satisfaction from actually just spending time with my nephews and great nephews. That's kind of how I unwind, and I get to get away, and they'll say, Papa, let's go see a show. Or, you know, we had these, they look like kind of Mickey Mouse boots. I guess they're, I don't know, Kanye shoes or Astro Boy shoes. I don't know what the hell they are. But they're like, Papa, buy these shoes. And I have no idea what these shoes are, but they're expensive as hell. And I'm like, okay, I'll get them. And, you know, so we'll just do some fun things like that.
Yeah.
I have a rare collection of runners. Air Jordan runners. So Michael J. Fox, the Air Mags, and Air Jordan 1s. And my wife isn't too happy about it, but I told her, well, if I ever go, you can sell these. You probably have a nice Corvette or Cadillac in our closet there. So she's happy about that part.
I love it. You know what, Tyler? Your family, you're a mentor, you're so many things, an inspiration to me and countless others. I am truly honored to share space with you today and have this conversation, and for our listeners all over the world to hear your words of wisdom and the joy in what you do and the difference you're making all over. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you, Andrea. And again, I want to just encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. You know, you're on this new journey, right? And keep going. You're doing the Creator's work here. And He's using you to, I think, do some really good things. And we may not have all the answers right now, but I think, you know, you're on the right path. You know, you have a young child here that, man, just so amazing to see, and to see this, you know, you as a parent now, right? I mean, that's why we do these things. Exactly why we do these things. So I just want to encourage you, and I want to support you in the work that you're doing. You are making a difference. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.